This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Alexa Rose is moved by the way people live in the mountains, community events, music, and culture. She lives in Asheville, says the region plays a big role in her music. Alexa describes her music as Americana and folk with a mountain roots influence, and she joins us today. Alexa, welcome to The State of Things.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for having us.
And you have brought another fine musician with you. Tim Comstock is on the bass. Hi, Tim.
Great to be here.
Good to have you. Let me ask you, Alexa, when you started singing, you've been singing forever?
Oh, forever, yeah, since I can remember. I think I really got into it when I was probably 13, and I started listening to country music.
Living in, you grew up in Western Virginia?
In Western Virginia, yeah, in a little town called Clifton Forge.
Oh, yeah.
Old railroad town.
Oh, my good friend Gary Henderson owned the radio station there.
Oh, no way.
Small world. Gary is a fine engineer at NPR. And would scramble down there as fast as he could to get to his little radio station.
Amazing. Yeah.
Tell me about your, and that's the kind of music, a lot of country music in the air there? Or did your parents listen to different kinds? Or what were you listening to at home?
You know, we didn't really grow up listening to country music. I heard like the poppy country music on the radio. But then I was in a theatrical production about the life of Patsy Cline, and it was the first time I ever heard like real roots music and country music. And then from then on, I don't think I ever abandoned it. It was just kind of in my head.
Gary Henderson, the aforementioned Gary who had that radio station, was a big bluegrass fan because he grew up in that area.
Right.
And he had a show on WAMU called Stained Glass Bluegrass.
Oh, cool.
And he could pronounce it. So, I mean, I'm just saying that was the kind of music that certainly is popular.
Mm-hmm.
Roots, and it becomes either Nashville-y or not, and you gravitated to the roots of your kind of sound.
Absolutely.
Would you play a song for us now?
I would love to. I'll play you the title track off our album that's out, and this is called Low and Lonesome.
I write this one in the wrong damn key, because you didn't listen, dear. No, you don't care about a thing. I looked inside my guitar cases. I looked in unfamiliar spaces to try to change the tune I sing. To try to change the tune I sing. To try to change the tune I sing. Well, I wake up blowing lonesome with the brain that I was born. Go to bed, low and lonesome, but I'll see you in the morning. I want to be made out of love, and no one love but yours. I cannot have it anymore. I want to sound just like a song wrote long ago, still going strong, and everyone would sing along, and everyone would sing along, and everyone would sing along. But I wake up blowing lonesome with the body I was born in. I go to bed blowing lonesome, but I'll see you in the morning. I play these old electric strings my mother handed down to me, and they're the only thing I need. They're the only thing I need. Yeah, they're the only thing I need. when I wake up blowing lonesome with the world that I was born in. I go to bed blowing lonesome, but I'll see you in the morning. 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 I'll see.
Alexa Rose with Tim Comstock on the bass, performing the song Low and Lonesome, the title track from her new album. Alexa and Tim perform tonight at the Bullpen in Durham, and then next week they're going to be the Old North State Winery in Mount Airy, and then the Isis Music Hall in Asheville. You talked about Clifton Forge and then moving to Boone, North Carolina, which is not that far. Was it a big change for you?
It wasn't a big change for me in some ways, and then in other ways it was. I guess the environment, the mountains that I grew up in were there, and it felt really similar in that Boone is a small town. That was when I delved into community and regional music, and I was in college at the time. So I started playing music with other people, and I think that really started to change the way I saw like what music does in a community, and it really propelled my inspiration for writing and continuing to do this.
Interesting. Tell us about the new album, Low and Lonesome.
Low and Lonesome is a 10-track album. A lot of the songs I wrote several years ago now, but really, that track in particular, it's really a song about sorrow. And I heard something once that I always kind of took with me, which was that music can't get rid of depression, but it can scare it into the corner of a room. And, you know, so when I was writing the songs on the album, I was really just thinking about what are the small things that make me happy? And, you know, how can you spread a message like that to people? Of just the simplicity of happiness.
Maybe you can make us happy again with another song.
I would love to try to. This one is, I wrote it at a time when I was writing a lot of unfinished songs, so it's called Untitled Number 47. Slept a couple nights now, really. Another day, another town, another bed. The lady downstairs worries she's too loud, how silly. I wish my mind would quiet down instead. See, I've been thinking I should leave this city. I've been thinking about my love in Carolina. And all this thinking keeps me up. It's a pity to leave your love as soon as I should find you. But I've got a ticket going to San Francisco to take me where the stars are few and far. I've got a feeling ain't never been this low to bring me back to what I'm from and where you are. My second in love, you're fine, we'll go on. And I'm a pretty good deal on a pre-owned heart. If I could only get the damned old thing to start. And I'd make you a promise to love you best I can. Well, I'd be as good a woman as you are a good man. Truth in years now, really. And you ain't been honest yourself, my God, you've got some nerve. If we can't get it straightened out, my dear, how will we ever give ourselves what we deserve? You told me once you're just not trying, Ellie. I told you once you couldn't give me what I need.
should leave this valley, I would lace my boots and follow where you lead. Now I've got a ticket going to San Francisco to take me where the stars are few and far. I've got a feeling ain't never been this low to bring me back to where I'm from and where you are. My second-hand love, your fart will go hard. And I'm a pretty good deal on a pre-owned heart. If I could only get the damned old thing to start, I'd make you a promise to love you best I can, and I'd be as good a woman as you are a good man. I think I lived a couple lifetimes, really. I feel it in my feet on days I wake up slow, and all these downtown meet and greets are bound to kill me. At least I'll die not knowing things I wasn't meant to know. And I've got a ticket going to San Francisco to take me where the stars are few and far. I've got a feeling ain't never been this low to bring me back to what I'm from and where you. Second-hand love, your fine will go hard. I was a pretty good deal in a pre-owned heart. Oh, I just couldn't get the damned old thing to start. But I'm gonna keep my promise to love you best I can, and I'll be as good a woman as you are a good man. As you are a good man.
That is a song called Untitled Number 47, Alexa Rose and Tim Comstock. Alexa's new album is called Low and Lonesome, and they're going to be performing tonight at the Bullpen in Durham, next weekend at Old North State Winery in Mount Airy, and then the Isis Music Hall in Asheville. Untitled and unreleased as yet, right?
Yeah, untitled and unreleased.
That's the honest song we've ever done on the show. Yeah. I like the idea. It's a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you.
I love the idea of writing an unfinished song, though. There's a real sense of accomplishment if having not finished
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you go
thank
back?
You. Thank you, by the way.
Do you have a lot of, is that how you write? Do you get fragments and then I can't go and you come back to them months later?
Absolutely, yeah. Sometimes, and sometimes the end of the song, it takes on a whole different meaning. You know, that song I just played, I joke, it was a song about how dating new people is like buying a pre-owned car. but yeah, it ended up just being
that.
A song about how nobody's perfect in a nutshell. And yeah, they all, I'll have notebooks full of songs that I haven't finished, but sometimes like even years later, they'll pop back out at me and I'll finish
But you're
one.
Not feeling the same way anymore that they were when you started. That's
no,
kind of cool.
But
I mean,
yeah,
in some ways,
yeah.
Right?
I try to look for new meaning in them sometimes.
I will say this. You talked about the fact that you love community and that, you know, the idea of community really put it together for you. And then you've got a lyric in the song that says the downtown meet and greets are about killing me. So just a little bit
That's
of tension
true.
In there.
Yeah.
There's tension. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm gonna let you play us out so you can pick
Great.
Whichever song you want to go out on. But in the meantime, Wonderful. I will tell everybody that this is Alexa Rose, and her latest album is called Low and Lonesome. And I'll tell them that Tim Comstock was playing the bass and about to play the guitar. And you can see them performing at the Bullpen in Durham tonight. Catch her next weekend at the Old North State Winery in Mount Airy, and then Isis Music Hall in Asheville on March 17th. And all of that is at our website, stateofthings.org. Our show produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Robert Kinlaw, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Alexa Rose.
Thank you for having us. This is called Medicine for Living.
ask you a question I know you don't want to hear. But I'm the earl, I'm at the mercy of the auctioneer. There's a crack in the finish, but it's easy to miss. Are you really gonna love me when it ain't like this? I wanna live in the country and let my hair go curly. I swear one of these days I'm gonna wake up early to the bird in the window singing to you and me, while the turntable spins such jubilee, such jubilee. Dancing with you, honey, white. And I wonder how long you've been mine. Such jubilee. Everybody sings along. Me, I'm waiting on the end of a real good song. Could go back to the golden state. How I wish I were kinder. How I wish I were patient. Like the love in the songs on the gospel station. Such jubilee on the road to honeydew. Ain't a soul for miles between you. Such jubilee.